You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go. We do a podcast for you. Why the hell not? Today we are going to dig deep into devil worship.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. What's up? Eddie's into that. What's up, Al?
I sit in this chair. I sit in this chair for the warm-up show. Then Gio gets in this chair at 6. Then I get back in this chair.
Yes.
So when I get in this chair for the podcast, this seat is warm.
It should be.
And it's weird. Just like I'm
weirdly
sure.
Warm.
It's weirdly warm. Even though, like, I don't think I hand off a warm chair to Gio because...
You weigh 9 pounds?
Yeah, I don't think I have, like, the butt mass to produce a warm chair. Like, I think after I get up...
You have airflow going through.
Yeah, like a few minutes later, it's a... But this is warm from Gio. You know, plus he's here for 4 hours sitting... Right, he probably farts into it. But it reminded me of when I was growing up in my house in Colonia, New Jersey... We had a half bathroom downstairs, which was so tiny. And then we only had one bathroom for 5 of us.
A full bathroom, you mean with a shower.
One full bathroom, yeah. And there would be times when you would sit down on the toilet and it would be warm.
Did you like that or did that freak you out?
Disgusting.
You must love living alone.
Oh my gosh, it's such a pleasure.
I'm sure it is.
It really is.
It's stress-free is what it is.
It is stress-free. Any stress is, you know, I've brought on myself.
Right.
Although I welcomed a dog, which does bring some stress sometimes. But other than that, yeah, I don't have the stress of humans.
You do not.
And sitting, I never sit down on a warm toilet seat, which is disgusting.
And if you do, you better call the police.
Like, so who was here?
You get to do pretty much what you want to do, when you want to do it, aside from the weekend when you're busy with your girlfriend. For the most part, Monday through Friday, Thursday and a half.
Yes.
You're doing all right.
I'm doing all right for myself.
Yeah.
I started what I didn't mean to start trouble on Twitter this morning, but I feel like I did.
Why? I didn't see.
I had written down, I tweeted that if you don't have consistently 100 downloads per episode, then your podcast should be taken off these platforms.
100, not 100, not 1,000.
Not 1,000. 100
downloads, okay.
100 downloads.
People were not happy with that.
People were not happy with me because they said, how are we, this is how people get started, blah, 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 blah. We can't all have FAN as a platform. Correct. We can't all have FAN, and I'm fortunate that I do. You and I would not have 100 downloads if people didn't know us from Boomer and Gio Show. There could be great podcasts out there. No one's hearing them because no one knows... My point was that it's too muddied. The waters are too muddied as far as you can't really go to Spotify or Odyssey or Apple Podcasts and say, I'm going to look for a podcast. Good luck. There's legitimately a million of them.
Yeah.
You know, and it just gets too muddied. But I figured 100 is not a big number by any means, but it means you've got a niche audience that is listening to it. And I'm just saying, let's get rid of all the others because they're just cluttering things up to make your podcast or people getting 100 or more, it's making it much harder to find them. That's all.
And I don't personally give a crap because I'm not a podcast person, but there are a lot out there.
There are a lot out there.
There are a lot. I mean, even if you kept the minimum number to 100, there's still going to be a ton out there.
Right. So but I've been reading statistics on podcasts and... There's the overwhelming majority of the podcasts that are available get way under 100 people. Way under.
You mean like in the teens and
20s? Teens and 20s. Because there's a lot of, you know, guys doing what this is, just two guys sitting there talking. If people don't know who you are prior to that, they're never going to find your podcast.
Right, because you're really just, it's friends and right. family, and that's if they're interested in downloading it because everybody's busy.
Right, and everything looks professional. Like, everything's equal now, and that's what I don't like. I like having gatekeepers. Everybody's podcast looks the same on the podcast platforms.
Right.
It's easy to get a nice logo, which it didn't used to be. You used to have to pay big bucks for that. Now it's very easy to make your own logo. It's easy to make it look like it's a professional podcast. It's easy to sound like a professional podcast because home equipment, as we found out during the coronavirus, is outstanding.
Sure is.
So
I'd call it a win for the little guys, and you would call it a waste of time.
Right. Right. You exactly. And that's what that's was the attacks I was getting.
I can imagine.
But I'm not attacking the little guy. I'm saying put it somewhere else. Like, it's muddying. Like, the same way that I can't shoot a video of you dancing in here, put it on Netflix. I just can't.
Well, isn't that more the responsibility of places like Spotify and iTunes to just not accept them?
Yeah, but unfortunately, they do.
Have to have some sort of a baseline.
Ooh, and they're cool.
I would think.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Boomer delivering us.
Nice.
IPA Very cool. beers, West Hampton Beach, Riptide, putting nice. That out.
Ice cold, too.
Yo,
could
probably,
have one now.
You guys should be drinking it now.
I agree.
I got to drive home.
It would be so much more interesting.
No, this is weak. Interesting.
Oh, it's interesting.
Oh, yesterday we were talking about free will.
Do we have free will? Well, I would argue against that.
Okay, we can talk about it.
Bye, Boomer.
See you guys.
So, I said, and right now, like when people, like it's too late to start a podcast that people
very
are,
difficult
that people are going to listen to.
Even like
you're
the
famous.
TikTok channel. So I noticed, like, because of the Evan thing I ran yesterday.
Yeah.
So I went and looked. Carton and Roberts right now. I think they're going to finish number one. In the ratings. So they've done outstanding. 2,000 followers on TikTok.
Right.
Because they were late to the game.
Correct. Like, if they would have started their... Like, if I was not on Twitter and I started a Twitter account today... A
couple thousand followers, probably.
Tops.
Yeah. No, I see that because I see people... When you notice the start date, that is when it's pretty apparent. Unless you're a huge name, it is difficult.
It's very difficult now because there's too many. And that's my point, you know. But you're right. It should be the responsibility of Spotify and Google and
Apple.
I
don't think that – and that doesn't mean you can't do one. But what Al is saying is you should have to do it on your own platform, promote it, and when you get to the average number, then all of a sudden you're able to upgrade to the bigger companies. I think that makes sense. But that's on them.
Or they should set it up so that there's categories like this has 100 downloads a week. This has 100,000 downloads a week.
Let me, and I'm not being a jerk here. I'm really not, and I'm not putting anybody down.
I am.
I know you are. I didn't even ask the question yet. So our company, Odyssey, Entercom is now Odyssey. How many podcasts, not that we put out, do we actually do in-house, would
do
you
say?
Do
we produce?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's got to be hundreds, right? Because of all the stations?
Yeah, because if you're talking the repurposed radio shows.
I don't even mean them. I don't mean them.
It's still hundreds, yeah.
It's got to be hundreds.
Yeah.
And there are got to be numerous ones that aren't doing 100 downloads.
Correct. I would say the majority of them.
The majority. Oh, it's even worse.
I would say the majority of them, yeah. But no one wants to admit that, and no one will tell you that because everybody lies about their downloads. So in order to be competitive with the liars, you have to lie.
You know what bothers me, too, about the whole podcast thing? And not much does, but this does. The difference between downloads and actual listens.
Right.
It's so weird. Like, you can download it and never listen to it.
Right, and it counts as a download listen.
Yeah. Yeah. And yet, if you're charging someone for a commercial, well, it was downloaded.
Right.
How do you know to listen to it? You know, I guess the same thing as radio. You have no idea who's listening
Correct.
To radio either.
Right.
I suppose. But that's interesting.
But actually, with podcasts, you can tell me how many people listen to it. Or you're right. But you're right. I see what you're saying.
You can see the download.
Yeah.
Can you see if it was played or
no,
not?
I don't think so.
Okay.
They might be able to look on the back end, whoever's uploading it. But I would love. Here's what I would like. I would like podcasts to just like when you go to a YouTube video to play it, it'll say
how many.
It has 50,000 downloads, or
like right now, Moose and Maggie downloads. Are on Twitch.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
And it tells you the number,
and it's an embarrassing number.
I wasn't going to say that.
Nothing against them. If you put this show on Twitch, if you put Boomer and Geo on Twitch, it'd be a low number.
Right. What is a low number?
It's a low number.
I'm just saying, at least there's the number is there for you.
Right.
To see.
But seeing that number would make me remove myself from it. Like if I put up my podcast or a live video Twitch and I saw we had 8 people watching, I'd shut it right down.
Right.
So that's what I want. And I think it would make some podcasters shut it down. Unless you're doing it for a hobby. If you're doing it, I don't even know why people are doing it.
I think a lot of people have the notion and thought that they're going to be discovered. I do believe that.
But even the people that have a decent amount of downloads, you can't. Like when I was doing the podcast with my friend Paul, and we would only do once a week. We weren't doing one every day like this. I would get maybe 8,000 downloads, which is a lot. We couldn't get advertising. So I don't know what people think they're going to get.
I have no
idea. You're not Joe Rogan. But on these platforms, you're
on equal footing.
An equal footing as Joe Rogan. And that shouldn't be.
Right. Yeah, you know what? It should be, there should be a, I guess, a performance-based scale.
Yes.
Where the top downloads start, and then if you get 7 downloads, you should be on page 453.
Right.
And it's hard to find. Yeah, I get it.
But then everything becomes a scam, right? So the people will tell you, and people will write to me after hearing this and say, you know, those YouTube views are not real. You can buy YouTube views. I know, and that's what sucks about all this.
Oh, I didn't know you could buy YouTube views.
Yeah, you could buy YouTube views.
Oh, so you're not buying any. Okay.
You could buy podcasts down. Like, it's
are subscribers
scam.
False, too?
They could be, sure.
Oh, God.
Was I telling you this about this podcast I was listening to? I think I telling you this, that a listener, when we talked about this one other time, a listener sent me a podcast where a guy dug into how they get podcast ratings, and there are companies.
Oh yeah, you did.
Yeah,
tell
the Fiverr's
yeah.
on the Fiverr website.
Oh, yeah,
where you can just climb the charts. Stupid.
Ah, everything's a scam, Al.
Everything's a scam.
Yep, life is a scam.
Life, Jerry, is a scam.
Yep.
I hear Boomer and Geo. I overheard Boomer and Geo discussing this boat parade. Evidently, is still happening. I don't believe that's going to happen. I hope it happens. Well, no, I don't. I hope I don't. I don't want to go anywhere. Ever.
I know you don't.
Gina asked me the other day. She goes, are you ever going to travel again? Can I ever look forward to going anywhere? I go, I don't think so.
I live by the ocean. I'm good.
I said, I'm here now.
Right. I took a big step. Look how close I am to you.
Right.
Why would you go anywhere?
I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I don't want to go anywhere or do anything.
At least you're honest with yourself.
Yeah. And I'm quite happy about it.
See, I don't mind. I really don't mind doing things. And I look forward to going away again. I certainly did a lot of trips with Rutgers this year. I am hoping, we're planning on going away that first weekend in August. Planning on doing something in July. I've got a trip to Maryland with my baseball team in late August. So it's like I'm looking forward to it. And even like we joke about it, and this is where I've always said I hate when people talk for me. Like even the softball things, I don't mind them. I just wish they were more convenient.
Right.
Like I will say it till the cows come home. Schedule softball on Thursday night. I don't care. Don't schedule it on Monday night at 7 o'clock, an hour and a half away from the house. That makes no sense. There are ways and I don't mind doing things and getting out. But I understand. I get it. I totally get it.
I got a dog so that I would have to go home and walk, take the dog out. I was considering having a baby just to be able to get out of stuff.
Or you with a baby would be outstanding. I got to be honest.
Al, would you like to play softball? I can't. I have to get home to the baby. I leave the baby and the dog home alone while I come to work.
You are too funny. I mean, listen, that dog is a real... But the problem with the dog thing is you've told everybody you hired a dog sitter.
Right. I do have a dog walker. Gina does it 95% of the time.
Right, but...
And then a dog walker, 5%.
You have a dog walker.
Right.
So even that's not a good excuse.
I know, but I need to get home and mush my girly dog.
I get it, dude. You're very regimented.
Yes.
And you don't like when your schedule is disrupted.
Correct.
And I understand that.
I know, it makes me nuts.
I do understand that. And it's also, the other thing too about whatever we do on the show is we're all at such different points of our life. that I, you know, I'm not sitting home every night. It's not like you could just say, hey, we're doing this on Wednesday. Okay, well, I got my son's got a game in Freehold. My other son has pride. It's a little different.
Well, we're all at different points in life, and we live so far away. If you makes put a radius tough. Of where we live, it's such a wide, it covers 300 miles.
Yeah, absolutely, especially if you include Bob in that.
Right, because think of where I live, Bob lives, and Gio lives. That triangle.
Right, is nuts.
It's got. It's like the Bermuda Triangle.
This is not like we all live in Brooklyn, and right. we're around the corner from one another. Hey, let's get together at 7 o'clock to play softball. We're done at 8, back in our place at 8:15.
Right.
It's not that. It's not the case.
It is not the case.
I am curious about the boat parade, though. How in the hell we're getting home?
Yeah, I don't know.
I you know, just that's my only.
I'm gonna worry about that, Jerry, when it's actually
when it's booked.
Booked and we're a week out.
I hear you.
Then I'm gonna panic.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Full on panic mode.
I know. Because I have to be, I know for a fact the 14th we have games. We have a tournament on that Saturday. So it's like, I got to go home that night, the Friday night. I'm good for the day, but I got to get home. And I think we have playoffs on the Thursday night before.
I'm trying to live week by week. You know what I mean? Like, I look at my calendar and go, I'm not worried about anything unless it's this week.
Fair enough.
So even when I agree to do things, the week of, I want it canceled. But I'm not going to think about it until then.
I gotcha. I see. I can't.
It's too much.
I can't do that. I just can't. I wish I could, but I can't. I got 25 high school baseball games I had to put on my calendar.
Oh, high school now, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We already played. They already played one the other day. And they got. He's got another one tomorrow, another one Saturday. I mean, it's busy.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Right on.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show. That we can all agree on. Is terrific.
I'm in.
And should be its own podcast. Number one on the charts.
Works for me.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow on a Wednesday. See ya.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Good morning, campers.
Alan, Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
Well, we certainly do try, anyhow. A couple of minutes after 5 o'clock, Erica Herskowitz. Very well done. We're in New York City. It is the warm-up show brought to you by Kearney Bank, your bank for today. For tomorrow, visit kearneybank.com for details. Eddie Scazzeri, good morning, sir. Your flag and anthem. I'm Jerry. His name is Albert Austin Dukes. Al, I'm exhausted already. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Jerry. Yeah, you came running in. You're out of breath. I mean, it was another drive-in in the rain. I'm over
it's another
this,
monsoon.
I'm sick of driving in the rain. All you know, I like to put my car on cruise control. But then I always heard like, oh, you shouldn't put your car on cruise control in the rain because your car could hydroplane and then you'd be thrown right off the highway.
Right off the highway. Right and for you, you'd highway. Be right into Brooklyn. That'd be a disaster.
Oh, if I fell off the highway in Brooklyn, Jerry? Oh,
be the end of Al. That.
Yeah, that'd be the end of me.
Do you think if I drove you into Brooklyn
yeah.
and I blindfolded you and I dropped you off and I'll make it easy. I'll even say a couple of blocks from Barclays Center where you've been.
I have been there.
Do you think you could find your way home?
To New Jersey?
No, to Alaska. Yes.
I don't live in Alaska, Jerry.
Do you? All right. How about that? Could you find your way here?
I think I could find my way here because okay. I think I could get into Manhattan.
You could figure out a way. And you can't get on a cab.
Right.
Or in a cab. You get on a subway.
Yeah.
Where you could walk.
Yeah. I could get from Barclays Center to Manhattan. Okay. I'm not sure I could get to New Jersey without first going through Manhattan. I would have no idea.
All right. Well, maybe we'll do that one day.
Although I am proud of myself, Jerry. I've driven to work. I drove to work today with no GPS.
Look at you. Well, it only took you six times.
Thank God I drove in with you 9,000 times.
And still didn't know where you were going.
Still didn't know which towns I was in.
It is funny when you're the passenger sometimes. You really don't. And then we did that game that one day where I did the streets.
Yes.
And the exits. And you were just completely unaware of your surroundings.
No idea where I was.
Yeah, not great.
On my ride in, I listened to a podcast called Band Splain, where somebody, they pick one band and they really talk about them.
As long as it's not about Free Will again.
No, it's not. And okay. And then they play their songs. And this one was all dedicated to the Goo Goo Dolls.
Okay. Little Iris.
Well, they played all. First of all, you don't realize how many, as Gio would call them, sleepy douchey hits they have. They have a ton of
hits. Yeah, I don't care for that phrase. I actually sleepy like the douchey music.
This was sort of a tongue-in-cheek. They both hosts were explaining their love of Goo Goo Dolls while also saying it's kind of cheesy 90s rock.
Sure.
But at the time, we loved it.
We did like it.
And looking back on it, wow, weren't these some catchy songs.
Slide, was that another
Slide,
one?
Slide.
That was a good one.
Iris, Name.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd still listen if I heard them.
Yes. Oh, I enjoyed the music, right? I enjoyed the ride in and all that fun stuff. Jerry, I guess we get two Mets games today.
You get two for the price of one.
Two seven-inning games?
Two seven-inning right? games. You love the seven-inning game.
I love the seven-inning game. Marcus Stroman, I guess, is going to pitch in the second game, even
Good.
Though they thought, he threw a couple pitches in that Fugazi rain-stopped game.
That's because he said he wasted a start. Now
yes.
he had to wait 5 days. That's what we were discussing yesterday. So I'm glad to hear he's coming back tomorrow or today now to pitch the second game.
But I don't want to hear any excuses if he gets
stinks.
Rocked. If he gets rocked, we can't say it was because he pitched the other night in the rain and all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
He said he's good to go. And
he's good.
What? I don't think he'll make excuses. Did you see the fork? I mean, so they've played 5 games now so far. Yes. And they'll play 2 today, I think, although the forecast is not great again. I don't think it's as bad as yesterday, but it ain't great. You see the forecast? I guess they're in Colorado Friday. 27 degrees. Light snow.
That's going to sting when you get a hit with a wooden bat.
God, that sounds awful.
27 degrees and snowing.
This baseball in the spring in the Northeast sucks.
We got to cut April off. We start baseball in May.
I agree. You know what? I'm with you.
And end in October.
God, it is just off this April baseball. Or, as we've said, start out west and indoors only. Because you know what happens there, unless it's Madison Square Garden? No rain delays.
No rain delays, unless you have a hole in the roof.
Right.
Like we do here, like you mentioned, the garden. Yeah, let's cut off April, start baseball in May, make sure the World Series is done by October, or as we call it, Rocktober.
Rocktober.
Because we shouldn't be playing games in November. We shouldn't be playing games in 27 degrees in Colorado in April.
No, it's awful. It really is. And Minnesota's can be cold in April and October. That's whatever.
They do say this, though, Jerry. April showers bring May flowers.
Yeah, I'm going to call BS on that, too, because I have found that May has been terrible, too, lately.
Wow.
It seems to me, could be wrong, it seems to me, at least it feels like the seasons have shifted a little bit to where it gets warmer a little later and stays warmer later.
I see what you're saying.
So it's almost like if you go back to November, and I know this for a fact because my baseball team played a tournament the first weekend of November of last year, six months ago, it was 80 degrees.
Yeah.
Now, you live down the Jersey Shore. How many summer Fridays did we have in November and October?
Many.
Right. So
you're right, and people get excited for March. They're like, ooh, the spring. March sucks.
Although this March hasn't been horrible. March was not terrible this year.
Yeah.
But you're right. March is very unpredictable.
You're right. The seasons have shifted, Jerry. And we should adjust when spring, winter, spring, summer, and fall is. Let's set it up. Let's change the dates.
Yes. Summer starts July 1st now.
Blame global warming, whatever you want to blame, whatever it is. Regardless, let's just change the seasons.
Or we could just move where the climate's better.
We could do that.
Yeah.
We could all just move west and leave the East Coast just abandoned.
Sounds lovely. It really does.
And there's no one left in New York City. 10-10 wins. The Yankees won last night, Jerry, which was good. This Kyle Higashioka.
Not bad.
He's one of these guys, so he hits two home runs. He's one of these guys that when I hear his name, it doesn't matter if it's on the radio, TV, in my head I do the John Sterling, the home run stroka. Like, as soon as I hear his name, I go, the home run stroker. In my head, I don't say it out loud. That would be odd.
So you don't, when you hear Giancarlo Stanton, you don't say Stantonian?
No.
You don't say Osnostioso Parlo or whatever the hell he says?
I don't even know what he's saying there.
Neither do I.
A Judgian blast, I don't say that. But I do think in my head, the home run stroker.
Can you pronounce his last name?
Higa. I can. Watch this. Kyle Higashioka.
There you go.
Nailed it.
There you go. Not bad. Two home runs. It was funny. I did the Daily Fantasy for the first time in a long time yesterday, and we were trying to decide on Salvador Perez or Higashioka. Which one do you think I went to?
Perez.
Yeah. We did not take Higashioka.
Boy, what a beautiful ballpark down in Dunedin that the Blue Jays and Yankees played in. You know, it's really nice.
What was interesting was, so when you first put the TV on, I'm like, wow, it looks like Toronto because they had the TD Bank signs everywhere, and I'm pretty sure those are pretty prevalent in Toronto as well. But so you're watching the game. It didn't look so bad. When a ball was hit to the outfield, it looked weird because there was no one there, and they had that high wall. It was just strange looking, but right. Nice.
Looked like a minor league park.
It did.
Beyond the fences.
I agree, yes.
But cool.
It was cool. And you know what? For the Blue Jays, it's unique. Have fun. It's kind of like the Raptors playing in Tampa. Have fun with it.
Yes. I would be a Blue Jays fan if I lived down there, just for fun.
Well, I think if you live in Dunedin, you should be.
Yeah.
That's your major league team in the spring.
That's our team.
Plus, don't they have, I would think Dunedin has like a single-A Blue Jays team, wouldn't you think?
Perhaps. So, I don't recall. It was weird. When I lived down there, I never went to the Blue Jays. I would go Phillies in Clearwater, Yankees in Tampa. The Cardinals were in St. Petersburg.
Right.
I never thought to go to Dunedin to see
the Blue
Jays.
That they were there?
I was aware.
No, that's on you, then.
That is on me. It's a bad job by me.
That's not great.
And Gerrit Cole, I saw, he's got some sort of record or tied a record or broke the record for most strikeouts in the first three appearances, Yankees.
He's got an ERA of 1.47 through these first three games. He's 2-0.
Yeah.
And he, like Jacob deGrom, not getting much run support, but at least he got a couple of home runs.
Right. Although he gave up that home run early.
He did.
He went down 1-0.
But then also got the last 15 he retired.
Oh, right.
How about that?
8 Ks, Jerry.
Yes. Was that your strike call?
That'd be my strike call. Although I like when the guy does the punch out with the, like, pulls his arm back.
Yeah.
Punch out.
Guy Adami once said, and I like this idea.
This the CNBC guy?
This is what I've heard. That we need to have you come umpire one of our games.
Yeah.
And then perhaps we can get some people to come cheer or jeer you.
Right. For a first strike or second strike, I would just do the two fingers out and go,
give me, all right, so we got the, give me the strike three call, looking.
I would do the, where I reach my arm out, make a fist, pull it in.
But now you would run out, not up.
Yeah.
Because a lot of umpires will go up, out, and in.
I'd just go out and in.
And then it's got to be more than, but it's got to be loud, though. Everybody's got to hear it.
Yeah. Oh, they'd hear it, Jerry.
It can't just be, hey.
No, that's my one or two strike, right, so one or strike go. Two.
It's an 0-2 pitch. What was that?
I mean, just struck out.
We might have to call paramedics if we hear that. I think he's having a heart attack.
I think I injured my diaphragm.
That's right. Your pelvic floor will be bothering you.
My pelvic floor muscles, Jerry.
There was an umpire last week in my son's game, a foul ball. Then it was at CBA. CBA. Well, that's down in Lincroft.
Christian
it's a
Boys
high school
Academy.
Game. Yeah, it was a high school game, and the kid on CBA was throwing gas. He was really throwing hard. It was a foul tip that went just above the catcher's glove and caught the umpire right in the chest. You had to hear the thud. He was okay, but my God, you might break.
Well, I would have a chest protector on.
He had one, but the ball's still coming at 80 miles an hour.
Yeah. I always feel like the catcher, like what the catcher wears in Major League Baseball, the chest protector, looks so thin.
Yeah, it's padded, though. I mean, it. You're right. It's not like the old, remember the old umpires used to have that big thing they used to hold on to?
Yes.
That's not it.
If I was a catcher, I'd wear like a thick winter coat.
You'd wear body armor.
Body armor. Like I'd look like Iron Man.
Right, exactly.
Back there. Mets-Phillies postponed by rain, Jerry. Back to the Mets. They called that pretty early in the day.
I was surprised.
Because I guess they made the mistake the previous day.
But you know what's interesting, though, is it poured last night.
Yeah.
And I also saw the radar said it was just sitting over Queens. So I don't know. I don't live there. I don't know what happened, but it was pretty bad by us, at least by me.
Yeah. Well, it was misty a little bit. By me, I think it was more misty.
Okay.
Misty rain, which I wouldn't want to play in even in misty rain.
Oh, it's the worst.
I want clear skies.
So do I.
Clear eyes. What's the saying about
that? I don't know. 72 and sunny. That's what I want.
Clear eyes, full heart, can't lose.
Who says that?
That was from Friday Night Lights, TV show.
Didn't see it.
From the coach. But I'm just saying, full eye, like bright eyes, full heart, can't lose, something like that.
Whatever you say, I didn't see it. I'll trust you.
Speaking of umpires, you know what? I'm going to do that after the break.
You're going to talk about Joe West?
Yeah, I want to talk to you about this Joe West situation. And I didn't care for John Heyman tweeting about it. He seemed like a little...
douchey?
A little douchey.
John Heyman.
On this Joe West
story.
Does
he still have you blocked?
I'm not blocked by John Heyman.
You're not. I thought you were.
We have a healthy banter.
You blocked?
No, he's never blocked me.
Who is blocked?
He's mocked me on the I think Joe and Evan show.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. Okay,
he's never blocked me, which is nice
because
I like John Heyman. We have some niceties back and forth as well.
You've never booked him.
I've never booked because all the shows put him on.
I find him engaging.
John Heyman?
I do. Yeah.
All right.
I like him. Although
I know you've always said you liked him on the Joe and Evan spot he did.
I do, and I like him with Moose and Maggie. I like they put him on Zoom.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago. He was right by the bathroom at one of the stadiums. Like, what are you doing, man?
Coming to you live from the trough.
He wasn't in the bathroom.
Oh, he wasn't in the toilet.
He was right by the bathroom.
All right. Well, let's do the Joe West story with the potentially douchey John Heyman follow-up tweet after the break. But, Jerry, as you may remember, I'm coming up on my one-year anniversary of my new condo down in Bradley Beach, and I couldn't be happier with my purchase. That's right. If anyone's looking to buy or if you're a first-time home buyer, I'm telling you, you should finance through Kearny Bank. That's what I did, and I had the best experience with my mortgage loan officer. They were very personable, efficient, and made the entire process super easy. Visit kearnybank.com for more information and benefits of their first-time home buyer program. You will not regret it. That's kearnybank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
All right, the Joe West story coming up. Yeah. Also some basketball as well because the Knicks won last night and then some other oddities. At some point, we got to get to Katy Perry, although maybe we'll wait until later for that. I don't know.
What is she doing?
You teased it yesterday.
I did?
Wasn't it Katy Perry?
Oh, no, it was Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson.
We'll get to her as well. A lot more to do here on the warm-up show, Boomer and Geo at 6 on The Fan.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Jerry, longtime tag team champion.
Hey, Goo Goo Dolls, 5:21, Tuesday morning. On the Rock of New York, Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Oh, you nailed
Hit
that.
The post.
You nailed that, Jerry.
That's right. I actually used to play this song on 106.3. You know that.
I didn't know Broadway was...
I'm pretty sure we did Goo Goo Dolls back in the late 90s. Of course we did. Yes.
By the way, not as many plays as I thought. Well, Iris, the song Iris has... 715 million plays.
Okay.
That's their highest one.
Well, that's also probably their most popular song.
Yeah,
would you not agree?
Yeah, because it was in that movie.
Well, it's also the fact that, you know, you can look at like Led Zeppelin songs on YouTube and they have no plays. Compared to songs of today with the younger generation.
Because we weren't counting them.
Right. That
if
too.
If you could go back to Led Zeppelin from the 1969.
Right.
Tell me Stairway to Heaven don't have a lot
of 100%, but I guess my point being, like, people in their 50s and 60s are not streaming YouTube like
that's
kids
true.
In their teens and 20s right now.
I wish they would, Jerry.
Which is why Ariana Grande has a song that's 1.7
billion
views.
Downloads?
That's insane. Not downloads, views on YouTube, I think. That's insane. And I feel like that's legit because that's actually happening.
Right. you know those are being played.
Yeah, I mean, they show you the views right on it, right on the screen. So very interesting. Anyway, we talk about Joe West.
Joe West, he's an umpire, Jerry. Some people don't like him. I'm going to say most people don't like him.
Most.
I don't know why. I don't mind him. I don't mind Joe West. He won a $500,000 defamation lawsuit against former Met Paul Loduca. Loduca was on a podcast and claimed that Joe West opened up the strike zone for Billy Wagner because when Joe West would be in town, Billy Wagner knew he was a fan of old cars and would let him cruise around town in Billy Wagner's 57 Chevy.
Now, where do you think this story legit comes from?
I don't know.
Like, why would Paul Loduca make this up?
It sounded like it was a firsthand story from Paul Loduca in a conversation with the reliever.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Billy Wagner. He said that Billy Wagner told him, hey, you know, we're going to get a couple inches on the strike zone. Because I let this dude ride around in my car. Well, Joe West took him to court. The People's Court, Jerry. And he won $500,000.
Was Judge Wapner there?
Yeah, Judge Wapner was there. He was overseeing everything. Well, here's the thing. When they looked into it, Joe West never umpired a Phillies-Mets game when Wagner and Loduca were teammates with Wagner on the mound. So it simply never happened. Fake news.
And
sad.
So he gets $500,000. I'm trying to look. Loduca made, I guess, they're saying he's got a net worth of $30 million. So I guess.
Paul Loduca?
Yeah. I mean, it's still going to be a crappy check to write, but he can afford it.
Maybe he confused umpires. Maybe there's another umpire who loves classic cars of 57.
I guess. Shares. I don't, you know what? I don't know you're confusing umpires. And Joe West, if I gave you three pictures of three umpires, could you pick out Joe West to me?
I could.
Right. And now think about you, who hates sports at this point in your life. You know who Joe West is.
I know Joe West, right.
So there's no way he confused Joe West with someone else. There's no way.
Right, plus catcher's relationship with longtime umps since they're right behind them the whole time.
Absolutely. So he either misremembered this, made this up. I don't know what in the hell he did, but it's costed him a lot of money.
Do you think they have a lot of conversation during games, the catcher and the umpire?
Yes, I do.
You do, right?
Yeah,
me
I
too.
Do. I 100%.
You think they're friends? Like friendly,
no.
Where they chat? Hey,
I think they could be. I think
you go to dinner?
I think it depends. No, not going
you
to
don't
dinner.
Say, no, not going to dinner, but, well, where'd you go? Where do you?
Oh, for yes. I could. Like, those conversations happen? Yeah.
Yeah, like you're in Scottsdale or Phoenix. You go, hey, when you do games out here, what's your favorite spot?
It's possible. I think it's
That's
very possible.
I try to get dinner recommendations.
You try and get on his good side. Maybe you do get the calls here and there, the borderline corner call.
Because we see players do that in the NFL. Talk up the refs.
Hasn't Brady
the
done
game.
That?
Yeah, I see Brady kissing his ass
up.
All the time.
Yeah. This way
How's
they're looking out for you.
How's your kids? Is your kid still in school?
No one cares.
How
about
your kids? That's what I would do. How's your I remember seeing one interview or it was a 30 for 30 or something where they would talk about how they would learn one of the guys. It was either I think it might have been Peyton Manning. Where he would try to learn about the refs just so he could say something personal to them. Like,
how's little Mikey doing?
Right.
Yep.
How's your wife Linda doing?
They also say if you're going for an interview, you should research the person you're interviewing with.
Yeah.
If you can. And in this day and age, you probably can.
I did that. That actually backfired on me the one time I went in for an interview. I was like, how's your wife?
Yeah, she divorced me.
I was like, how's your wife? She looks pretty good. And then the guy was like, what kind of interview is this? I said, I did some research on your wife. She looks pretty good.
I don't believe you.
I didn't get the job. I didn't get it.
I'm sure you didn't. So, I would have kicked you right out.
So to say, Jerry, that doing research on someone who's going to interview it can backfire.
Yeah, if you act like a creep, I'm sure it can.
And I did the, when I said, how's your wife? I did the eyebrow thing where I raised my eyebrow.
What job was this for? Was this for the drugstore? Back in the day when you were 16?
No, I got that job at the drugstore, Drug Fair, which no longer exists.
Yeah, I know. It's Walgreens now in most places.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Walgreens bought them up?
I don't know if they bought them up, but the two drug fairs that I'm aware of growing up both turned into Walgreens.
I used to like working in the pharmacy at Drug Fair because we knew what girls were on birth control. Because when they would get their packages, that was the thin.
Right.
Birth control doesn't come in a pill container. It comes in a... you know, like a flat.
I don't know. I'm listening to you.
It comes in a flat thing, so we would always know which girls were on birth control.
Then you tried to take them out?
No, girls on birth control were way out of my league at that point, Jerry, when I was 16.
Who was in your league back then?
No one. No one was in my league.
It's a small league.
But yeah. And how about like an 18, 19, 20-year-old girl had to ask like a 16-year-old pimple-faced punk to get her birth control pills.
Well, she also probably didn't think you knew what it was.
Right. Little did she know. That's all me and my friends talked about who worked there.
It goes to show.
So-and-so's on birth control.
But that just goes to show. Everybody thinks there's this privacy.
No privacy.
Like when you go to the doctor for like a weird issue.
Yeah.
You know they're talking about you when you walk out.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no doubt.
Especially at a urologist.
They've seen everything.
That guy's got a weird penis issue. See that guy that was just in here? Weird.
How many times a day do you think that comment is made?
Well, you hope that they get sick of it and they move and they don't, unless something really weird happens.
I'm telling you, man. The one time I had that camera scope, I could only imagine what they were saying about me.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, you had a camera go inside
Yes, I did. You don't have to talk about
gosh.
It. Yes, I did. That was a long time ago now.
Yeah.
I was like, so I was with Joe and Martell at that time. So that had to have been early 2000s.
It was so long ago, Jerry. You were saying it was a VHS camera.
Jackass.
The doctor took it off his shoulder.
Not quite.
Oh.
Not quite. Oh, yeah, yeah.
What else do I have here,
Jerry? I don't know.
Here's an interesting story. So I'm reading that Joe Judge of the Giants, head coach fame, has now assembled the largest coaching staff in football.
So I'm just curious if Boomer and G will mock him for it the way they mocked the Nets for having too big of a coaching staff.
Is that right?
Yes.
This current Nets team has a large
coaching
staff?
Huge, yeah. They have a very big coaching staff, yes.
I thought there would be limits. I thought like in the NFL, NBA, that they'd be like you have
I don't think
this
so.
Head coach. Could you have multiple head coaches?
Well, I
guess you could. Just call them different names.
I don't know if there's a rule against it. Could you have co-coaches? I guess.
So listen to the Judge and the Giants numbers. Including Joe Judge.
Yeah, this is nuts.
There are 25 other coaches on staff, not including the strength and conditioning coaches.
Right.
And it also doesn't include, so on top of the 25 coaches, he has strength and conditioning coaches, and he has consultants.
So I'll forget the consultants because I don't think they're in the building often. Oh. But if you just include the strength and conditioning coaches, I've got to think that that means they're topping 32, 33 coaches probably. Now, we've always discussed, could you be the leader of men of a football team? And you very promptly say, no chance.
I could not.
How about the fact that not only is he in charge of, with the practice squad, 60-something men, now you're talking about 30 assistants. He's legitimately in charge of 100 people.
Right.
That's kind of cool in a way.
That guy's email must be nuts.
Nonstop.
Nonstop emails.
Nonstop. Yeah, and he's also got to be the type that every time he goes to bed and wakes up, hopes one of his players or coaches didn't do something stupid.
Right.
When he wakes up the next day.
I feel like if I was a coach on his coaching staff, I could just hide in one of those jobs. Like, be the kicker holder coach.
You could be the left cornerback coach.
Yeah.
Because if you've got 25 coaches, you must have, and I haven't looked at the list, they must have not just a linebacker's coach. They probably have an inside linebacker's coach and an outside linebacker's coach. They probably have a long snapper coach.
Oh, that I think I could do.
I mean, really, because if you think about how many positions you I would think traditionally, you got the two, you got the coach, two coordinators, that's three. You've got the line, receivers coach, backs coach, that's another three. And then on defense, defensive line, linebacker, secondary, and then a special teams coach. That's really all you need.
Right, but I know for sure they have tight ends coaches.
Right. No. We have positional coaches. Right. That's what I'm saying. So it wouldn't surprise me if all of a sudden you have an interior defensive line coach, defensive ends coach. I mean, it's really ridiculous.
Well, it's like even the Cowboys. Remember, they had offensive coordinator.
Passing game coordinator. Yeah, I know.
Passing game coordinator.
I'm wondering if they have a blitzing coordinator. Wouldn't shock you, would it?
No.
Not when you hear 25 coaches. And then the strength and conditioning coaches, there's got to be at least five or six of them because there's so many players on a team. It might be more than that.
Right.
I want to check that.
You want to check how many strength and conditioning
coaches? During the break, I'm going to check how many strength and conditioning coaches they have. I'm going to say it's more than six.
Yeah, probably could be 10.
Could be 10.
I could do one of those jobs and be like, lift those weights, sir.
Could be 10. Speaking of over-under, you know what I did last
over
night?
Over-under.
I used BetQL.
Yeah.
I went with their five-star bet for the over-under.
Over-under.
On the Cardinals game. They set the over-under at 8.5 runs. 5-2 final. I took the under.
You took the under, so you won that.
This is really wild. They set the projected run total at 7. And the final score is 5-2.
I don't know how these
places pretty wild.
Figure that stuff out.
It's a good win for me.
You know, Gina listens to a lot of sports radio.
Yeah, I know. You tell me that.
So she hears phrases, then she doesn't use them correctly. She uses over-under.
Okay.
So incorrectly.
How?
She'll go like this. Over-under, will they have the type of coffee I want? I go, it's not an over-under.
It's a yes or a no.
Right.
Well, she's trying. You give her some credit. You know what the best part is? She's turned into the sports fan, and you've turned into the non-sports fan.
She says all the time, she'll be like, I don't even know who Kyrie is, but why do you guys care so much?
Good for her. Way to go, Gina. 25 in front of 6. Yes, I said it that way. Boomer and Gio coming up at the top. We'll get to the list of coaches coming up, but we're not going to discuss them, just the number. And then Al's got more stories, and not Katy Perry. Who is it again?
Kelly Clarkson.
And we'll get to Clarkson.
I'll come back with a Kelly Clarkson song, and I'll tell you a disturbing story about it.
Right here on The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Al and Jerry, two scientists responsible for the COVID-19 vaccine. It was cool,
but it was all pretend. This song kicks off.
Since You've Been Gone.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Yes. She was awesome back in the day when she was doing music. A
ton of hits.
Now she's basically just a talk show host.
Yes, she's a talk show host. But she reveals an interesting story about being on tour. What happens sometimes when you're on tour, you don't eat the best food. Sometimes
right.
You have to eat food quickly. And she told the story of that she had to do a number two during the show, during a concert.
Right, but not, she didn't run back to the dressing room.
No, but she did have outfit changes. So
yes.
She said when she ran to the side of the stage to do an outfit change, she
did it.
She did a poop in a trash.
Pooping.
In a trash can.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
That is so disgusting.
But if you think about how many shows they do, it's going to happen. At some point, you're going to have that issue come up. That doesn't surprise me. What does surprise me, have you ever seen a Katy Perry
Poopy
show?
Pants. Katy Perry's talk show?
No. A Katy Perry concert, a show.
I have not. Poop emoji. Poop emoji.
Have you ever? So you haven't.
I've seen her dance with that shark at the Super Bowl halftime show.
When you get a minute, and God knows you got plenty of them during the day, take a look on YouTube and just watch one of her shows. It's an hour and 20 minutes, whatever.
Right.
And you don't even have to watch long. Just watch the first 4 or 5 songs. She gets changed in between like almost every song.
Yeah.
It's almost like Clark Kent going into the phone booth.
It's quick.
She gets changed so fast, it's absurd. And I don't, she's perfected it. I don't understand how they do it.
I don't know how they do that either.
Pretty wild, though.
I bet she's never pooped in a garbage can, though.
How do you know?
I
she hasn't revealed
know.
That. How do you not know?
I don't like to hear that from, and this may be sexist, Jerry, I don't want to hear that from my beautiful female performers.
I don't hear from anybody.
Like, if you told me Megadeth had to do that into a garbage can, I'd be like, yeah, that's rock and roll,
Well,
Jerry.
That's because men are disgusting human beings.
Right, men are disgusting. We don't like to think of women as being disgusting human beings.
At the end of the day, we're all people, Al.
Like, if you told me Ozzy Osbourne did that, I'd be like, yeah, he's an animal.
Right.
But
not Sharon.
Clarkson.
We don't want to hear that she did
it. No, I don't want to hear Sharon did it.
Right. I
understand. I want to hear James Hetfield from Metallica once had to use a garbage can as a toilet.
Did you see that documentary
on Metallica? The one from years ago?
From, yeah, probably 5-6 years ago.
I did, where they were like in therapy together.
Holy cow. And then the, was it the drummer? What's
Lars.
His name? Yes. Where he at one point looks at the camera and goes, what are we doing? We're a heavy metal band. This is absurd.
They're a heavy metal band, and they're sitting in a circle talking about their feelings with a therapist.
Which is not funny.
Right.
It's, but it's the notion of the image of what the band has been and is.
Correct.
And yet, this is what they're dealing with. It's not funny at all, but when you see him look at the camera like, this is insane.
Right. What are we doing here?
Yes. I mean, there were times it looked like they weren't going to play ever again.
Right.
Or record. I would love to know, like, one of the stagehands that's been, like, someone that works at, like, Giant Stadium or MetLife Stadium now or wherever. There have been big-time concerts for years and years and years, and the guy's been there for 30 years. Must have the coolest stories about just oddities that happen during these shows.
Yes, bands fighting and everything like that.
Right, like Axl Rose punching Elton John in the face when Guns N' Roses toured with Elton John.
Yeah. Here's something I have zero interest in watching, Jerry. You tell me if this is something you would be interested in watching.
The Yankees tonight? Yes, I'm interested.
Oh, they have that French pitcher, James Tyrone.
Jameson Taillon.
Jameson Taillon. That guy's got a weird penis issue.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Jameson Taillon does not. Yeah. He's French.
Right.
But he's pitching against Ryu, who...
Hyunjin Ryu.
Yeah. That guy, he's a little chubby, which I like. You know, I like that in a baseball player.
Yeah.
And I feel like he shuts the Yankees down.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Based on what?
I don't know. Just based on.
He hasn't pitched against them very often.
He already pitched against them earlier this year.
One time. You just said you feel like he always shuts them down.
I do.
How many times do you think he's pitched against the Yankees?
Didn't he pitch? Wasn't he on the Tampa Rays?
Ryu, who's on the Dodgers.
Oh.
I don't know who you're thinking of.
Rewind it back then, Jerry. I'm not sure.
Maybe you're... I don't know.
You don't know, Jerry.
I'm curious why you think he always shuts the Yankees down.
Because I feel like whenever there's a chubbier pitcher on the mound, they shut down the Yankees. Even though the Yankees had their own chubby pitcher in CC Sabathia.
Let's see.
David Wells.
How many... So 12 starts last year with the Blue Jays. Before that, he was with the Dodgers his whole career. So I would be curious, out of 12, 14... Out of 14 starts, he pitched against them once already this year. How many starts last year and 12 did he pitch against the Yankees? Did he shut them down? He might have.
Oh, I thought
I don't know.
It in front of you.
I'm looking. I'm trying to find that. I'm on Baseball Reference right now.
I'm going to say, Jerry, he pitched against them twice last year, and he shut them down.
He shut them down. I will find
shut
that out.
Shut it down.
As we discuss, I will find out
Hyunjin
Ryu against the Yankees.
You know who I'm thinking of who was with the Rays? They had a first baseman who was chubby. That would beat the Yankees as well.
Choi.
Choi, yes. Mm-hmm. That's who I was. I was very confused.
Okay. But he didn't pitch.
He didn't pitch, but he...
So he didn't shut down the Yankees
ever. But he smacked the Yankees around the ballpark. And I remember a chubby first baseman. That's all that matters to me.
Oh, my God.
I like a chubby baseball player.
Let's see. I'm trying to find him versus the Yankees.
Anyway.
Not easy to find.
That's the battle tonight. Ryu versus Jameson Taillon.
I swear. Well, you really are one of a kind.
You could wear a I'm thinking
you baffle me.
I'm thinking of doing Yankee berets for a night at the stadium when Jameson Taillon pitches.
Jameson Taillon. All right, so let's see. Oh. Hold on. I'm going to look real quick. 2020, I'm going to look at his game logs.
Shut him down, Jerry.
So here we go. He pitched against the Yankees how many times
twice.
Do you think last year? He pitched against them twice last year. Yes.
Look, he missed the baseball.
The first time he did get, he didn't get the win. He got a no decision.
All right.
He pitched 5 innings.
And shut him down.
He gave up 5 runs on 6 hits and 3 walks. but.
Didn't lose.
But in September, he got the win.
Yes, he did.
Throwing 7 scoreless against them.
Scoreless.
So his last 2.
All right.
Good. The previous one, horrific.
Horrific. All right. Well, we'll see what we get tonight.
So far, 3 times he's pitched against the Yankees. Now, maybe with the Dodgers in an interleague. I don't know. I'd have to look.
Probably,
but
Jerry.
3 times with the Blue Jays, he's pitched against the Yankees. 1 time was awful. 2 times were very good.
Right.
So you're not totally off.
He didn't exactly dominate them over the years, as I've said. Not exactly.
You thought he was on the Rays.
I thought he was on the Rays. I was confusing him with their... their first baseman.
God help us.
The thing I was saying, Jerry, though, I want to see if you're interested in this. I have zero interest. Kevin James to play Sean Payton in a Netflix movie.
I saw this.
Based on the Saints Bounty Gate
scandal. I love Kevin James. I don't have any interest.
But it's focusing on, not on Bounty Gate, this series, but it's focusing on Sean Payton's decision to coach his son's youth football team during his suspension.
Yeah. No.
I have no interest
in it. None. Either. I'm with you. None. Now, if you told me that Sean Payton documented with a video camera him coaching his kid, that I'd watch.
Me too. That
I'm not interested in this made-for-TV crap.
Me neither.
Now, John Stamos has a new on Disney Plus, I think, that's come out, where he's like this really successful college basketball coach, does something that gets him kicked out and fired, and the only job he can get is coaching high school girls basketball. Actually looks pretty good. I don't know why it looks good to me, but it does. This Kevin James thing, as much as I like Kevin James, I'm out on that.
Right, because you love, like, your kids were excited when we had him in here and you got a photo with
my Paul. Little guy, yes. Joseph was like, you know Paul Blart? No, I don't know him, but I was able to take a picture with him.
He thought you knew Paul Bart.
Paul Blart. Who's Paul Bart?
Mall cop.
Yes. Well, because the timing of that, we had just watched them.
Yeah.
So to him, it was like, wow. So my wife's like, oh, the King of Queens. And then my son's like, Paul Blart. I'm like, that's right.
And how old was your son at the time?
This has to have been 6 years ago. So he was probably five.
Five.
Yeah.
Could he wrap his head around like how you knew Paul Blart?
No, he just thought it was the coolest thing. I don't take many pictures, but I always take the pictures that I think my kid or his friends will think is cool. Right. Like I took the great Rey Mysterio. Is that his name? I took that picture. His friends thought I was the coolest thing ever. I'm like, I don't even know who he is. Like, but look at me. Whatever.
I just love the idea of you showing a five-year-old, here I am hanging out with Paul Blart, yes. Mall cop.
Yeah. Thought it was. I'm telling you, the look I got from my son was like, wow. Like, yeah, how about that?
Guess who dad met
And it. Now, if I ever took a picture with Ralph Macchio, because of Cobra Kai, oh my
who
goodness.
Knew?
It is like the most popular show amongst kids. So we had a few of them over the other day, and that's all they talk about. It really is incredible. And they haven't watched it now in a month because they binged it however long ago. They're waiting for the next season to come out. They think, like, Ralph Macchio, holy cow.
You should text Ralph Macchio when you're hanging out with those kids. Just be like, oh, what's his name in the movie? Do you remember?
Danielson.
Let me just text Danielson real quick.
Daniel LaRusso,
right?
Yeah.
Danielson.
I could do that.
Danielson. Know what I'm sick of doing, Jerry? Paying rent. Well, I was sick of paying rent, which is why I decided to buy my condo in Bradley Beach. I bought that a year ago, Jerry, and it feels very good to build equity in my own home. If you're looking to buy or if you're a first-time home buyer, finance through Kearny Bank. They changed my entire outlook on the mortgage process, yes. They have a first-time home buyer program that offers savings like a 30-year discounted rate and down payments as low as 5%. So don't hesitate. Visit kearnybank.com. That's kearnybank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
All right, we'll come back and wrap things up in just a moment. Right now on Odyssey Sports Minute, Amy Lawrence and why she hates Al. No, that's not true. Why she hates the debate on Julian Edelman's Hall of Fame credentials.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, welcome back. Yankees beat the Blue Jays 3-1. Mets Phillies postponed. They play 2 today. Knicks beat the Lakers 111-96. Mets and T-Wolves did not play. Al, take it away.
And the warm-up show is brought to you by Kearny Bank, your bank for today. For tomorrow, visit kearnybank.com for details. I see that Drew Locke is working with Peyton Manning in the offseason. And ever since the Peyton Manning-Adam Gase situation, like, I feel he's lost his football credibility.
Whoa, his football credibility.
Yes. As weird as, like, when I read that yesterday, I was like, oh, Drew Locke, quarterback, Broncos, working with Peyton Manning. I was like,
I would say this. I would not take a recommendation ever again for him for coaching. Yeah. But in terms of the way he actually can play the position, I think I'd still be okay with that.
That you're okay with,
I'd
right.
be okay with that,
he's
yes.
He's a bad, he did a bad, you know, I guess he was trying to help out a friend, and he's like, oh, listen, I owe you one.
I'm
I owe
get
you one
job.
For whatever reason. Yes, I'm going to make one call. But yeah, like, no, you can't use a Peyton Manning reference anymore.
Like, let me ask you this. If you were an owner of a football team
yeah.
and you had the option for your young quarterback to be mentored by Peyton Manning or some nondescript quarterback coach, who are you taking?
Peyton Manning.
Right. So I think your credibility is fine in terms of Peyton Manning and football.
All right.
No coaching recommendations ever again.
No.
But you can talk to our quarterbacks.
But the first thing that popped in my mind is like, not sure if I'm still following Peyton Manning's, you know, thoughts and
I would still follow his thoughts on football. I just don't want to hear him tell me who to coach a team ever again.
And then there was a story yesterday that went around about Charles Barkley turning down Monday Night Football.
Yeah, but that's not true.
Exactly.
It's sort of, but not really. He wasn't going to be in the booth for the game, right?
Right. It was supposed to be like some halftime segment.
I liked once the headline was out there. I forget who it was, but someone put out on social media, here's why it would be a good idea for Charles. Oh, God. Are you guys serious? Just let the announcers do the game and stop trying to reinvent the wheel. Like, no one's going to tune in after the first
listen
time
to Yankees baseball to hear tonight at 7:05.